I've heard that argued or discussed, pro and con, you know.
I've always been happy to.
They will work, they love cantaloupes, and boy, how they'll work on them.
Oh.
They'll eat them, you bet you, they'll eat your cantaloupes, they like them. But why wouldn't they? I like cantaloupes.
I do too.
That's right. But, you know, you might find one or maybe two in your garden. Well, them two little fellers will pick up a lot of insects. They'll do you a lot more good than they do you harm. That's my opinion about the terrapin.
Well, I'm fond of animals of that type. I just as soon have them around.
That's right. Oh, they're perfectly harmless. Perfectly harmless. You can pick them up and they won't bite you. They won't do nothing to you. You can aggravate them. I've seen kids aggravate them and mess around with them and with a stick and keep prodding at them, and maybe they'd get a hold of this little old stick. Well, they might get a hold of your finger, but oh gosh, I've handled a number of them. Never thought about one of them biting me.
I got a mean one once that had a broken leg. Well, the leg had been broken, and when it healed, it was bent under. He was pretty mean.
Yes, well.
That's the only one I've ever seen that way. The rest
right.
were all retreat.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, especially them old snapping turtles, man.
Oh.
They're a wicked thing.
Oh,
oh
they
boy,
are.
they can bite your finger right square off, just like you'd stick it in a buzzsaw. Oh man, they've got jaws on them, boy. They're dangerous things.
I don't care much for those.
I used to when we fished, we'd catch them old devils, and we'd just hold him up on the hook and get his old head over something over the edge of the boat. We usually had a big old wooden boat. We usually carried a big old knife, and I always carried a pocket knife. But we used to carry I've still got it, a big old stiff bladed knife, a regular skinning knife.
Mm-hmm.
I used to carry that in my fishing tackle, in my box, from the other fishing stuff. Boy, that was the thing to whack old turtle's head off.
Take his head right off.
I bet you did hold him up a little. He'll finally turn loose, let his old head come out, and just pull his old head over the side of a wooden boat and take that old knife. Just about the second whack, and then off comes his head. Let him drop back in the river. And then sometimes you got to cut the old head all to pieces and pry it open to get your hook out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're dismal. Well, it's 10 o'clock. I'm wondering if I shouldn't stop tonight.
Well, you suit yourself.
May I come back?
Now.
Oh, I was going to ask you about these little bugs that you might find out in your hay field. See them on a warm evening and the lights flash on and off.
Oh, I see. Well, we call them lightning bugs.
They're sure pleasant, aren't they?
Yeah.
They make you realize that summer is there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's your lightning bugs. That's what we always call them.
And how about these that will live on bushes till you go by and then land on your skin and bore inside and make a little red knot there?
Well, What do you have reference to now? A tick?
No, smaller than that.
No, they're not. You know, they're not ticks. I don't think it would be ticks. You know, ticks get on animals, on dogs and on animals. As you say, they say they live on the little bushes?
Yeah, and if you walk by, they'll land on your skin and then bore right in there. Make a little red welt and then just itch to meet the man.
Come on, let's get your
Well, you're not referring to mosquitoes.
No.
Well,
you don't have those around here.
I don't believe we do. I can't.
I'm thinking more of chiggers.
Yeah. Chiggers, well, good gracious, those things bore in. They just go into you.